The question today is, what will the Lord do in the future for all He has saved? We know that when we think about salvation, we usually speak of being saved and salvation. We know that that has to do with what's called, the Bible called, justification. In other words, but after one has been justified, saved from the penalty of sin, we call that salvation. As we said, what will He do in the future for all He has saved? Well, first of all, there will be complete salvation. The word salvation means deliverance. And the Bible said in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ. Now He's writing to the saints there, and He's talking about those that's been justified. He will perform, in other words, everything that's needed to bring them to the time of the day of Christ. Now, the day of Christ is the rapture. I know rapture is not a Bible word, but it's a Bible principle. And at the day, in other words, He'll carry man all the way through and deliver him, spirit, soul, and body, from this old world and from sin. You see, we're talking about complete salvation. Means it's going to be complete. Justification is what happens when a man's saved. His spirit is saved from the penalty of sin. Bible said in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, and so therefore the penalty of sin is death, the second death, separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's being justified, but yet He'll sanctify you. That's we're talking about salvation being complete. You see, the word sanctification means the walk of progression toward perfection that will be gained at the first resurrection. Some people think sanctification means to live with above sin or without sin. You'll not do it in this life. It's in the next life. Whenever the Lord saves you from the presence of sin, that you'll be able to be completely sanctified. But today, there's a process, an ongoing process for every person. He's justified. The Lord is going to carry you on through and sanctify you. Now, you realize something, that verse of Scripture in Philippians 1:6, when it talks about He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ. There's a sense that a lost man can even claim that verse, as God has awakened him unto his need, and the Lord is faithful to do for him what's needed, but it's a conditional promise. In other words, if you'll continue in my word, John 8:31-32 said to a lost man, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so that's a conditional promise. If you'll continue, He will perform it unto the day of Christ. He'll save you. He'll justify you. But once you've been justified, you will be sanctified. In other words, that's an unconditional promise. It's not anything you're going to do to change it. God is going to take you and make you like the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, He's saving you from the power of sin day by day. The soul is being saved day by day from the power of sin. The Bible said in James 1:21, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And so He spoke about the fact that being justified, even though He didn't use that word in the previous verses of James 1, just before James 1:21. And then He said, wherefore, in view of the fact that you've been justified, your spirit has been been saved from the penalty of sin, lay apart all filthiness and that superfluity of naughtiness, that overflow of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. When you're saved, the word, who is the Lord Jesus, He that hath the Son hath life, 1 John 5:12, the Lord Jesus comes to live inside in the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Ghost, if you please. And so He lives inside. Now receive Him. Allow Him all that He wants to do in your heart, and lay apart, because He's able, present tense, to save your soul. So your soul is day by day being saved from the power of sin. That's sanctification. And the Lord said He's gonna sanctify you. He's gonna bring you to perfection, but it'll not be till the first resurrection there to you. In other words, at that point. And so therefore, the Lord promised He'll do that. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse number 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, you don't have to get upset about that verse. It just simply means God has all knowledge. He knows the end before the beginning. He is the master potter, knows His clay. He knows all about that. That doesn't mean, and those He foreknow, did foreknow, He did predestinate. Now, that has nothing to do with a lost man. He's talking about those who are going to be justified. God predestinated you to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's complete sanctification. You're going to be conformed to the image of His Son. If you've been saved, there's nothing. God's going to make you like Himself. He's going to bring you through. There's no turning back. I'm talking about what the Lord will do in the future for those He has saved. He will completely sanctify you and make you in the image of His Son. That's why He said in Romans 8:28, which is a verse just before that verse, where He said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. In other words, He works all things together in our lives to bring us to that point of sanctification. And once you've been saved, He's going to do that. It may not be good in your life, but it works together for ultimate good and for God's glory. He does that, and He will do that for you at that point in time. Now, that verse can be also applied to an individual who's not saved, whom God foreknew. He's still working together in your life, things for good. They may not be good within themselves, but they'll work together for ultimate good and God's glory as He brings you to the point of justification. But once He justifies you and or saves you, then He will sanctify you. He'll make you conform you to the image of His dear Son. So He's promised that in your life. And so therefore you don't have to be upset about those words predestinated or foreknowledge. It just simply means that God has determined if you get in Christ, you're going to be made like Christ. If you're saved, if you're justified, you are going to be made in the image of His dear Son. And then not only complete salvation as far as sanctification is concerned, but there will be glorification. And glorification deals with the body. In other words, one day, you'll be saved from the presence of sin. The body will be saved from the presence of sin one day. So salvation will be complete. He's going to complete it. When you're saved, you're justified, your spirit is saved from the penalty of sin, but God is going to work in you all that's needed to sanctify you or let your soul be saved from the power of sin day by day, and then one day that this body will be saved from the presence of sin, and that's glorification. The Bible said in Romans chapter 13, verse number 11, and that knowing the time, that is, it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. In other words, you were believed unto a salvation, you were justified, but now is the point of glorification nearer than when you were first justified, is what he's talking about. So it's referring to glorification. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 3 through 9, he said, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation. And that you realize that's talking about Romans 8:28, all things working together for good. Now, and then verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's the rapture. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Not just soul, but also the body. Be saved from the presence of sin. So God's promised these things here in His Word. It's an unconditional promise for all that's been justified. Now, if you die before the Lord comes back in the rapture, and by the way, the rapture is not a Bible word, but a Bible principle, what will happen? Well, the Lord wrote those in Thessalonica of what would happen. You see, in the church at Thessalonica, many of them had died, and some had died, and their loved ones, and they didn't fully understand all about what the Lord was doing in their life, because you see, the epistles had not yet been written, and Paul's writing this to explain to them what will happen. And he said to them in verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but I'd not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, meaning they died and were saved. They were justified. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that means to be saved. That means to be an overcomer. That means to be born again from above. And that's justified. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God breathe with him. You realize something the Bible teaches that when a person dies, if he's been saved, he's absent from the body and present with the Lord. That means his soul and spirit will be with the Lord Jesus. And when he comes back again in the rapture, he brings back that soul and that spirit. Now verse number 15 of chapter 4 says, "For this we say unto you by way of the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." The word prevent means to precede. Just because we're alive and we're not going to have a head start on those that's died in the Lord. That word will not precede them. That's an old English word, means precede. And also you could say prevent. We're not going to stop them either from coming. Why? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, meaning the saints of God that's alive on the earth, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. See, there's the promise that he said there. In other words, that's the rapture, the caught up, what the word means, to be raptured out. And we're going up together. Those that's died in the Lord, those that's saved will be changed. In other words, Romans chapter 8, verse number 11 said, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." And of course, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. So therefore, he will come back and get those. And that's a definite, unconditional promise that he's going to do. There's going to be complete salvation for all that the Lord has saved. And the word saved simply means to be justified. He's promised he'll also sanctify you and he'll glorify you. That means you're saved from the penalty of sin. Your spirit is saved from the penalty of sin, justified. Your soul is daily being saved, and God will do that. Be saved from the power of sin, that there's victory in your life. God will, and that's sanctification. And then one day he's coming back for the body, and the soul and spirit will enter back into a glorified body. And that means you'll be saved from the presence of sin that day. And he says he'll do it all for those who have the Spirit of Christ in them. Folks, if you've been saved, God will complete your salvation when he comes back in the rapture. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.